It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Christina Pei with the USU Extension Office. And coming up, it is time for the Carbon County Fair. It kicks off on May 30th, runs through the 1st. And there are a lot of things that go on as part of the fair. Of course, you know, you've got the all the fun, you know, vendors and the music and those kinds of things. But at the heart of a fair, it's really a competition. That's how fairs started out. And we're going to talk about the open class that has exhibits that you can, you know, go and show everybody what you've been working on and things like that. People work on these types of things all the time, and you can actually get some recognition for what you've done. Christina, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here to talk about the fair.
So let's talk about open class and the categories in open class. And as we said, you know, these are things that people do all the time. It's leisure activities, really.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you have created it, we want to see it. Whether it's needlework or sewing or maybe canning or baking, poetry, art. We had some beautiful woodwork come in last year. So we want to see what you've made and what you have done this past year.
And, you know, once again, it's if you've been working on it, if it's handiwork or anything like that, they want to see it, because this is also the way that they get exhibits for the state fair that goes on in September. So, you know, there are different categories, as Christina said, and these are things that people just kind of work on themselves. You're doing this stuff anyway.
Right.
And you did say there is some recognition for, you know, prizes and things like that, correct?
Right. Ribbons are awarded, blue ribbon, red ribbon. We have a commissioner's choice. The commissioners pick their favorite. And then we have the, like, the grand prize type ribbons as well. And there's a little bit of monetary awards that go along with that. So absolutely show us what you have, and let's hopefully get you some awards.
You might as well. You've done it anyway. Now, there is some criteria that you have to follow, correct?
There is. This, whatever you've created, has to have been created within the past year. It can't have been used. For example, if you've made a quilt, you cannot have used it. It needs to be new. You can not have shown it before. So if you showed it last year, obviously it's going to be too old. We can't see that again. And anything from live plants, fruits and vegetables, what else? Candy, preserves, paintings, photographs, anything creative that you have done, we want to see. And there are several divisions, and I'll just explain quickly what those are. Division A is for youth ages 5 to 17. So youth who are 5 to 17 who are not part of 4-H can submit an exhibit. Division B is open to Carbon County residents ages 18 to adult, so 18 and over to adult. And then Division C is open to residents with special circumstances. And those, they're all in the fair book, which you can find on the website. So,
and we decided the easiest way to find the website is just go to Google and just search Carbon County, Utah Fair.
Correct.
And it will take you right where you need to go.
Right.
But you got to put in Utah, or you'll end up in Pennsylvania or Wyoming.
Or possibly Montana.
Or maybe Montana. Carbon is a very popular name for counties. We're just going to put that out there. All right. So I'm sure with all of these things, there are deadlines. And do you need to pre-register? And how does this all work?
Yes, we would prefer that you pre-register. It just makes it easier for you and for us. And that can be done on the website that we just talked about. So if you go there and scroll down the page, you'll see that there's a link to a form to fill out, really simple form, really easy to fill out. And that's also where you'll find the fair book with all the instructions and rules and that kind of thing. And then we need everything registered for by May 29th. May 29th is when we will accept the exhibits. May 30th, they will be judged. And then May 31st and the 1st, they will be on exhibit.
And then where are you guys going to exhibit them this year?
In the event center.
Okay, so that'll be out there at the fair.
At the fairgrounds.
At the event center. Didn't you do it at the senior center 1 year or
no,
something?
No, the quilting guilding usually has that, but
All right, so if you have any questions, I'm sure Christina, you can give her a call. What's your number down there?
It is 636-3236.
Or check out the website, get on there, find all the information that you're going to need. Once again, open class exhibits for the Carbon County Fair. You've got until the 29th to get them registered and get them delivered to where they need to be. And then who knows, you might walk away with a blue ribbon.
Absolutely.
You never can tell. Christina, I know we wanted to mention that because you made a comment about the fact that youth that are not in 4-H, because 4-H kind of does their own thing, don't they?
They do.
So they'll have exhibits out there as well, yes. But it'll be in a 4-H category.
Yes.
Okay. We're all good with that then. If you've got any questions, once again, call Christina at the USU Extension office here in Carbon County and get ready for the Carbon County Fair starting May 30th, and it'll run through June 1st. Christina, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.